This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The Delta County School District Board of Education is preparing to address two active external applications to open charter schools in Delta County. The Delta County Independent reports that at the April 9th school board meeting, Board President Beth Supas claimed that incorrect rumors have been circulating online regarding the process. She stated, "There are very strict state statutes that we have to follow as a district. We don't simply reject a charter application. We have to stay very open-minded as this process goes." Supas also pushed back on allegations that she is getting paid to push charter school approvals through, and that she is trying to open a religious school in the district. The school board received a charter school application from Jefferson Classical Academy and expects to receive one from Paonia 7 through 12 Community School by May 9th. Tonight, the Montrose Summer Music Series will reveal its lineup for this year. The 2026 lineup reveal party will be held at Horsefly Brewery tonight, April 15th, at 6 p.m. The Montrose Summer Music Series will feature four free shows, happening on the first Friday of June, August, and September, and with a July show happening on Saturday, July 4th. In a recent post, the series states that with a diverse lineup in the works, there's something for everyone to enjoy, live, local music all summer long. Palisade has been ranked the number one small western town in USA Today's 2026 Reader's Choice Awards. USA Today wrote that Palisade, known as the Peach Capital of Colorado, is located north of the Colorado River near Grand Junction. With a climate that yields a 182-day growing season, Palisade is renowned for its agriculture and has more than two dozen orchards and fruit farms, as well as 30 wineries. The town offers year-round recreational opportunities, including skiing, hiking, biking, and rafting, as well as a walkable downtown with numerous shops and restaurants. The Denver Post reports that a deal has been reached for a new union contract at the JBS-owned meatpacking plant in Greeley. Thousands of workers bargained for months over a new contract and participated in a multi-week strike when negotiations stalled. Under the new contract, workers will see raises totaling $1.50 per hour by July 2027. According to the union, JBS previously charged workers or garnished wages to replace broken or defective personal protective equipment. Now, corporate officials will replace that equipment for free and reimburse workers who previously had to pay. In news out of the Capitol, the Colorado State Senate passed three bills today aiming to prevent gun violence. The bills are meant to help strengthen existing Colorado law to better prevent gun theft and illegal gun sales, improve coordination between law enforcement agencies in tracking trafficked guns, and prevent firearm theft by requiring firearm dealers to secure large-capacity magazines behind a counter in a locked case or in a locked room that is not accessible to the public, with certain exceptions. All three bills now move to the governor's desk to be signed. One of the warmest winters on record, including a March heat wave that shattered records, has melted much of our region's snowpack and created drought conditions. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more on what that could mean for this spring and summer.
Snowpack for the year peaked on March 9th, a month earlier than normal. Some sub-basins, like the Mancos River and the Upper Dolores, completely melted out 60 days earlier than usual. Across the entire Upper Colorado River Basin, runoff into Lake Powell is predicted to be just 23% of normal. Seth Arnes, a scientist with the Western Water Assessment, says he's not just worried about available water. He's expecting to see very active wildfire behavior across the region this summer due to the amount of available fuels and warmer temperatures.
It stayed so warm at low elevations that it didn't kill plants this year. So there's probably going to be places in the West that are like that, that actually do already have increased vegetative growth because stuff was growing all winter when it shouldn't be growing.
He says cooler and stormy conditions for the rest of spring would alleviate some of the more severe aspects of drought, but won't do much to bolster water storage in reservoirs. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Nathan Clay, current elementary school teacher and former Delta mayor, is running for the open District 1 Delta County Commissioner seat this November. For KVNF, Lisa Young spoke with the Democrat on his bid to upset State Representative Matt Soper in the general election and take the seat currently held by term-limited Republican Commissioner Mike Lane.
Nathan Clay is no stranger to local politics. The Delta native served on the Delta City Council, eventually being appointed as the city's mayor during the difficult COVID pandemic years from 2020 to 2022. During his time as mayor, Clay worked on a number of projects, including vital infrastructure work on the 9th Street Hill and plans for the new Delta Police Department. He also provided collaborative leadership with county officials on the new Delta County Library and the renovation of the Delta County Detention Center. Now, Clay, a Democrat, is seeking to become District 1 County Commissioner, where he hopes to use his mayoral experience as a progressive to offer an alternative view on the board dominated by conservative voices.
I would talk to those guys and try to make them see a different point of view. And I think that's actually why it's so important that I run, is that they do have a different point of view. The voter does have someone else that will not be in lockstep.
Clay says he entered a local politics hoping to change the status quo, including discussion on the allowance of marijuana businesses in the city. Delta voters ultimately approved medical marijuana but turned down recreational use.
I started pressing. At that time, marijuana was a pretty big topic, and I was for the idea of at least exploring it so that we could try to add some additional revenue to the city funds, and that ended up being, I think, pretty overblown and overdrawn. There was some real concern in the community and genuine concern, but it became an issue that really dominated the conversation for far longer than I think it should have or needed to.
The former Delta mayor says his reasons for entering county politics are much the same as his reasons for serving on the city council. Among his priorities for Delta County, Clay mentioned leveraging the county's robust budget to create more jobs while promoting renewable energy production, especially since the loss of mining jobs in the North Fork Valley.
We knew that renewable energy was a thing at that period of time. All those jobs could have and should have been moved into things like windmill production, and I'm talking about fabrication, the same things, and I still think this could be, should be, what we should aim for. We can be a manufacturing hub or at least attract those types of businesses for solar, for wind.
On the issue of public lands, Clay says he's open to taking a more pragmatic approach that includes making decisions based on what works best for everyone rather than on abstract theories, ideals, or rigid ideologies.
I am for the retention of public land. I do not want to give up public land. Having said that, I do recognize that growth is inevitable. And if some public land should be made available for the correct usage, and there's very limited use maybe in some areas, but in others, I do think that we have to be open, we have to be able, because if we want jobs, and we inevitably talk about jobs and jobs and growth and economics, we have to be able to understand that those things take land. And I hope that they don't take public land. I don't want them to take public land, but I do understand that sometimes we have to grow economically so that we can better protect things.
Clay is running uncontested in the June Democratic primary and will face former schoolmate Matt Soper, who is also running unopposed in his primary. I asked Clay about facing Soper in the November general election.
Yeah, my thoughts on Matt. Matt's a friend. I've known Matt my whole life, yeah, basically, since childhood. I voted for Matt the first time, and Matt donated to my campaign the last time when I ran. We have a very good relationship. He's been here to the house with his wife for dinner. It's important in America, like I said, to make sure that we have a checks and balances, and Matt, just as well as anybody, knows that it's important that we have a good competitive spirit in America, that we make sure that we give people a choice. And Matt has done some things at the state level, but I've done a lot of things here at local level, and I think that's a real difference.
This year's race for Delta County Commissioner, featuring two childhood friends, schoolmates, and Delta High School graduates, now living different political ideologies, promises to be a race worth watching all the way to the November election. For KVNF Regional News, I'm Lisa Young.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.